In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta.
All right, I'm good with this one.
Right.
You gotta know when to hold 'em.
Know when to fold 'em.
Know when to walk away.
Know when to run.
Just punt the ball.
You never count your own money.
When you're sitting at the table,
there'll be time enough to count
when the deal is done.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I see Jack easing us into 3:30 country.
I see it.
Well, he gave us the Monday Night Football theme song yesterday, and he knows we like the gambler.
Especially because Sirianni last night on 4th and 6.
Yeah, definitely gambling.
Just punt the ball.
Yes, absolutely.
And no one hit a bet last night?
No one.
Wow.
10-7 game?
I don't know if no one did. I know two guys that didn't.
Yeah.
You know two guys.
Yeah. Well, unless you're betting -110 on the Eagles -1.
Into that damn Tank Bigsby bet.
Dude, look, he broke up a big run early, and then he got stonewalled right
after.
What did
he have, 12 yards?
And they started using Shipley more.
They did.
I hate. An angel loses its wings every time Will Shipley runs the football.
Oh, Shipley's come on.
Good, he stinks. No, he doesn't.
I do think Gainwell's better. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
He loves Gainwell.
Yeah, I love Gainwell. He's a good player. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. I have my guys. Look. All right?
They're psychotic.
Lampkin.
They're out of nowhere.
All right. Well,
Willie Lampkin.
Yes, Willie Lampkin's one of my guys, too. The tour request is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Is Kevin Petullo a problem for this team? That is the new Jack question.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what they
the fans are going to say yes.
Yeah.
You got to have somebody to blame.
74%.
Yeah. Kevin Petullo's not – I don't think he was an issue last night. Listen, they came in with the game plan. They wanted to run the football last night. You know, everybody was okay with them running the football based off what they did in the last game. So all I heard was the running game is back. Run the ball, run the ball.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wanted them to do, run the ball.
And I think
they ran the ball 36 times last night. They only threw the ball 26 times.
Yeah. So and you got to see if the running game is going to be what you hope it is, especially after the last couple of games. That's the difficult thing I have in judging Petullo, in that a lot of the things that they're – okay, the one thing they're not doing well now that they did well last year is running the ball. But I can't really put that on Petullo.
And third downs.
Because I put it on Stoutland. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not putting Stoutland offensive line.
I know what you're saying.
They're the ones that are figuring out the run game. He's the run game coordinator.
Yep.
If you have Stoutland there, you should be able to run the ball. They've been able to run the ball every other year, whether Saquon's there or not.
Yeah, they ran with DeAndre Swift. They ran with Miles Sanders.
Every other year. So I have to put that on the offensive line. Can't put that on Petullo. Then the third down thing, I agree with you, Jack, but not being able to run the ball makes third down.
Yes, because third and longer.
More difficult. So I.
How many tush pushes did we get last night?
I think just one.
It was in the
or two.
beginning of the game.
Yeah, the one where they
missed the false start on both teams.
Yes, and I believe.
And then they get called Green Bay on the second time. Yes.
I do believe they're allowing the false starts to happen, so they have another reason. I believe this is a coordinated effort by the NFL to say that it is too hard to officiate the play, which is why they have to ban it. They tried to ban it with the injury stuff. That didn't work. So now they're going to say it's too hard to officiate. It's not too hard to officiate. Everyone saw that it was a false start yesterday. Well, that part wasn't too hard to officiate.
Well, it seems like they never call it.
Well, they have every piece of technology available known to man to be able to officiate a neutral zone infraction, which is normally what they're calling. They're normally not calling a false start. They're usually saying that the offensive line is in the neutral zone when they're doing it.
But the offensive linemen are rarely ever in the neutral zone.
No, but
it's usually the defense that has to be in the
neutral zone. No, but in the tush push, the offensive linemen are in front of the football.
Yes.
But if we can see it and that they know that that's possible, we can't officiate it, is, I believe, a made-up thing for them to get rid of the tush push.
All they're going to do is tell you that you can't push the guy. They're not going to get rid of quarterback sneaks.
Well, that is what is so strange about it, because it's everything else besides that part that they are saying is a problem.
Yeah, but that's because they allowed the rule back in there. Ultimately, that is the problem.
Like, the pushing of the quarterback?
Yeah.
See, I think it is how the offensive line lines up and the fact that they go low.
No. When I say the problem, I mean I think that's the problem that defensive coordinators and players have with the play, is that you can stop this play initially, but as an offense, you're allowed to continue to push, and then you wind up getting forward momentum after 2 or 3 seconds of pushing. So what I think they're going to do is go back to the old rule that was in, that you're not allowed to push an offensive player from behind.
I think
that's what they're going to, because they're not going to stop quarterback sneaks.
No, I agree, but we're the only ones that do it like that. When you watch the other teams tush push, they don't do it the same way we do. The offensive line doesn't do it the same way we do.
Right.
I agree.
The push thing aside, the offensive line is different. We do that part differently.
I understand, but they can't regulate that part. Clearly, they can't regulate. So the only thing they're going to do is say that you're not allowed to push anymore. Like, that's what I think they're going to wind up doing. Like, what else could they do?
No, I agree, but then we're still going to have the neutral zone stuff.
I don't think you will, because you don't see the neutral zone stuff with quarterback sneaks.
I bet if you looked at them, I bet you do.
I don't think so.
All right.
And I think part of the way the Eagles line up, like, literally, we saw overhead shots of the guards lined up with the football. Normally you can see the football ahead of the players. There was a time, I think the Eagles were warned enough about it, so they changed how they lined up.
Yeah.
They changed how they lined up. I think ultimately this is what they want to do, but in the grand scheme of things, I think they're just going to say you're not allowed to push a player in the end zone. I think that's ultimately what they're going to do.
215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
What up, fellas?
What up, A?
Yo, listen. Spike is right on. Yeah, it's a coordinated effort. Hey, come on now. Y'all see them false starting.
League's out to get the Eagles again, yep.
Yeah, y'all see everyone else false starting, but y'all don't see us false starting. Yeah, because y'all won. Yeah, we know what's going on. We see the play. But, in spite, Yoshi was right. Ozebo's out playing Milton Williams. 4 sacks and 3.5 sacks this year. Look it up.
He is not outplaying Milton Williams this year. Milton Williams is the most important tackle on that team. Mora Ojomo is playing next to Jalen Carter. It's a different thing.
I don't watch the Patriots play. I'm just going by the stats. This is about the numbers. You know,
what's your eye test say?
Well, yeah, no one's saying that nobody is focusing in on Bryce Huff. He comes in just on third down.
Wait,
Bryce Huff with San Francisco.
What about him?
No, I'm saying that his production is all that matters.
Yes.
His production is all that. Sure. It doesn't matter who he's playing next to or any of that.
Yeah. But that was a, you know what? Expectations out the window. Because I saw you texting me after the game, like, I already know what's going to be said tomorrow. I'm like, you know what? You can't worry about what's being said. At this point, we just got to get the W's and hope that it gets better over time, possibly, or that we just or that we just show the team that we can be. Because there's no reason that we have these players on this offense. Because I got faith in defense. There's no reason that we have these players on offense. And like I said weeks ago, why we look so constipated. Because you watch other offenses, right? They let.
That's a good. Actually, a good word to use for offense.
Mm-hmm. They
they're pushing.
They scheme players. They scheme players open. Our offense is, hey, get open, get open. But like you know, you're allowed to scheme a player open. You're allowed to do that. It's just not, oh yeah, beat your man and we'll get you the ball. Like, but whatever. We're not changing.
But you know what this is though, you know what this is though, A. This really is all about AJ. Devontae gets the ball plenty.
Yeah, he's having the best year of his career.
Devontae gets the ball plenty.
Yeah,
the Dallas Goedert's not complaining about targets or anything. Like
all of a sudden, we know how to throw the ball over the middle of the field. We couldn't do it the last 3 years. So we know how to throw the ball over the middle of the field, but now we can't get the ball to AJ. So I don't know what is going on.
Well, Spike brought up a great point about, is it the physical part of AJ?
Like you said, nerd
gotta
do some cut-ups. Let us know.
Get one of the nerds on it.
Hey, ESP, break down that tape. Let us
well, can I get it?
Well, ESP doesn't really know what he's looking at.
Yeah, I don't need. I need a real nerd.
I need a
high-level nerd. I need Solak to do it. I need Sean Saya to do it.
Where's Baldy at? Baldy's not in that group.
He's not. I don't think he's a nerd. He's more of a football guy than a nerd.
Baldy like the trenches.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yes.
I need a nerd. I need a top-level nerd.
AJ's what, 28, 27?
28.
28? Like, I can't believe he's done. And he's never been a burner. So, and you don't have to be a burner to get open in the NFL. You just got to, and then you got a big body, so you don't really got to be wide open. You can show people off. I don't know where the disconnect is coming in that when it was such a great connection for the first 2 years. I'm going to stop worrying about that. Now I'm just going to focus on we get the W and we play defense because we can't run the ball that well either. So we protect the ball, find a way to win. Yeah. And we play defense. We taking it back to the 1993 Eagles. That's just what we got to do. That's just what we got to do.
The 93 Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl. I don't know if you're old enough to remember. Yeah.
So we're gonna win the Super Bowl because we have a quarterback that's shown he can win the Super Bowl, and we have a competent coach. We didn't win the Super Bowl. Of course, we didn't win the Super Bowl with the great defenses. But I believe we're going to win the Super Bowl because no team. Hey, we beat the Rams. We're in the Rams' head. We're in the Packers' head. So I'm not worried about them because more like they're going to come here, and you're going to come play in the cold. So and it won't be snowing. I hope it's not snowing on the ground. So
So Spike can go a whole offseason. Well, but Jalen Carter sack. I can't do that again. For
what's that have to do with the snow on the ground?
Well, I was
and,
in that game.
And if Jalen Carter doesn't get home on that sack, then he'll go to the Super Bowl. And I'm $4,000 richer.
It wasn't snow on the ground. We destroying that team. We
oh, stop.
They were sack killing that team. Yeah.
That yeah. game was not that close until we started playing pre-vid defense. I really got smoked for the Rams because the Rams fans keep talking.
Like, speaking of pre-vid defense,
Rams fans, speaking of
pre-vid defense, we love Coach Fangio.
Yeah.
We score a touchdown and they just march down the field like a hot knife through butter.
Oh yeah, like nothing happened.
It never fails. It's like when we score, they're like, you know what? We got to let them score as well. It's like they just say, you know what? Let's play off and let them move the ball. It never fails.
Like a hot knife through butter.
I said last night, it's their NOLA defense. Yeah, it's like we score, you get to score too.
I didn't retweet that. Because
yeah,
because
yeah. yeah, you like
but
NOLA.
It was appropriate.
Yeah.
Though.
All right. Thank you for the call.
It was appropriate.
215-592-9494. You know, yeah. Well, Aaron could hang around when we talk about Blue Chew if he wants. Aaron knows. Aaron knows you got to perform in the bedroom.
That's right.
Aaron knows that you're not – I say this all the time. You're not allowed PEDs in sports. You're allowed PEDs in the bedroom.
There you go.
You're allowed performance enhancers, and that's where Blue Chew comes in. They're going to enhance your performance. Look, you might think it's good enough. I got news for you. It could always be better.
Yeah.
Could always be better.
Out of control, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true.
You're a total disappointment.
Yeah. No. It's not about being a disappointment. We're not trying to shame anyone.
Right.
We're trying to make somebody
trying to encourage them.
Peak performer. Make them an MVP of the bedroom.
Get back to how you used to be.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. Your first month is going to be free in the mail in a discreet and
hard package.
You're going to get chewables. What are those chewables going to do? They're going to bring you back to your best. And you might be asking me, Spike, When do I have to go to the doctor to get the prescription? Never. You just do it at BlueChew.com.
Mm-hmm.
They have their licensed medical professionals there, so and you don't even have to look at them in the face. Yep. Just no awkward conversation. And because that stuff's being shipped to you, you don't have to go to the pharmacy and wait in line either. Everything's perfect, and Jack's paying for your first month.
Forever.
All you have to do is pay for the shipping, like $5. Go to BlueChew.com, use code 94 at checkout, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Do it. Furry Bruce in D.C., you're on
straight
WIP.
From Blue Chew to Furry Bruce.
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Not the Blue Chew.
What the hell?
On this Victory Tuesday with the night owl.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. Man, I tell you, Yeah. You guys hit the nail on the head. Just some great discussion about this game last night.
Thank you, Bruce.
Ike, yes. I do agree with you on one thing, is that they're going to have to fix some of these things on the offense. I don't have to talk about the defense. They're playing at a championship level. But this offense has got issues. I tell you, if I see one more game like this, and I call this OC in training. You all know I call in the offseason after the Super Bowl, I've been raising hell about this concerns. They need to fix these problems because what's going to happen is that we're going to drift along this entire rest of the year, just like Kansas City was doing last year. They were winning close games and barely, and we're going to get thumped in probably an NFC championship or the Super Bowl because we couldn't get our offense together. And I just don't know what it is right now that they need to be concerned. And again, I'm looking at the OC and looking at Sirianni. And the other thing about Sirianni, I mean, well, I'm not going to get into the idiocy about those play calls. That's already a dead horse. But, you know, the one thing that just burns me about what he said was his post-game interview. Man, just own up to what you did. You didn't make a good decision. You got to go into this explanation on why that was not a bad decision. You didn't even address it. So I'm looking for a better product. I'm going to be optimistic and say they're going to be more productive on Sunday, but we better see something else going forward. We won't even win this game on Sunday. So that's really what I got to this point.
Oh, we're winning Sunday, Bruce.
Oh, yeah? You're already calling it?
Of course. I said 2-0.
All right. Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Eagles favorites, all right? 2-point favorites, I think.
Really?
Listen, I'd rather have everybody doubting after Monday night's game and they go out and win and ease the doubt. They won that game last night convincingly. We would have spent the whole week talking about how trash Detroit is and how they can't hang with us, and we're going to blow them out Sunday. So I'd rather have everybody nervous because we only scored 10 points Sunday, because you're looking at the offense as opposed to what you should be looking at. You should be looking at that defense. That's what you should be looking at, because Detroit's defense gives up points. And with them playing outside, I ain't worried about their defense. I ain't worried about our offense scoring Sunday. We're going to have to be able to slow that defense down Sunday. And based off what we did last night, I feel good going into this Detroit game from a defensive standpoint. They have to play outside on the road, and our defense is playing better. That's why we're going to win Sunday. That's why we're going to win Sunday.
Yeah, come on, Bruce, man up.
Yeah. I you know what? You
Wolf got,
you
up.
Know, I'm thinking. I'm just suing him in my thing about Sirianni and the OC. But the
that's fine.
You made me feel a little better. So,
yeah.
All right, I'm with you on that.
Okay, I appreciate that. Here's the other thing, right? When the coach has one of these types of moments, you know they bounce back from it the following week. They escaped that game last night with a bad decision, or a questionable decision. Put it that way, questionable decision. Right. I wouldn't even say bad decision.
I'll
a questionable decision last night to go for it on fourth down. And he knows that's what's going to be talked about all week. He's going to have to answer for that one more time, that last night's answer wasn't sufficient enough. People are going to come back with the question again to make sure he was clear-minded with what he said last night. And we'll see what he says the next time. Here's what you didn't hear him say. Remember they did that in Seattle, and he was like, yeah, I thought we can get a pass interference, so we threw it up there one-on-one. Yeah. He knew damn well he didn't call that play.
Yeah.
But he tried to take the bullet for the team. Did you hear him do that last night?
No.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't give you the whole, we want to throw it up. And get... Yeah, go ahead.
this is football 101. Put the damn ball, and on the previous play, you could have just ran the ball three straight times. To make him, they made this thing a lot harder than it had to be. This is
I agree.
Football 101. Come on now. Come on, let's get with the program and stop that foolishness and stop trying to do more than what you need to do. And we'll be okay for Sunday.
All right,
I agree. You know what it reminded me of, Spike? We forget last year in the Super Bowl run. Remember early in the year? Where they were making decisions based on analytics, they were going for it on fourth down, they were going for 2-point conversions.
And then they just stopped.
And then they just stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of reminded me of last night, where it seemed like they wanted to be overly aggressive when they didn't need to be overly aggressive.
Well, the weird part is that isn't the analytics move last night.
Right.
The analytics move is
crazy
to punt
part.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Troy even said that last night. He said, analytics say you should
punt it. They were... it made me feel better how they reacted to it.
Yeah.
Troy wasn't sugarcoating it at all.
Yeah, they were like, "What's going on here? Are they going? Are they?"
They didn't think
going
they were going to hike the ball.
No, right. I thought they were just going to try to draw them off sides. And
which never works, by the way.
Well, but it
get
doesn't.
It out of the league.
Well, it does. You remember Jaquay Parker?
Well, of course. Yeah. And Patrick Mahomes, the new fake play.
Yep.
Well, what I thought they were going to do is do that and then take the 5-yard penalty.
Right.
Because that makes it
room.
A little easier to punt if you're doing it from the 40 rather than the 35.
Yeah.
And Bruce was saying the offense is, I'm convinced all year, we're going to have moments where it looks like it's working. It's never going to.
It's never going to flow like that.
It's just
why?
Never. It's just never going to.
There's
it never
too
does.
Much talent.
But
it's more than talent. It's execution, right? It's execution. It's playing at a high level. That's why you'll see teams sometimes that have to have talent, and the offense still doesn't work.
Yeah, and even last year when because we won the Super Bowl, we forget about a lot. We didn't score in the first half
a lot of last year. Yeah.
And we had all these an unrealistic number of Saquon huge plays last year, which even if he's playing well, probably not going to happen again. We're going to go through this offense thing every single week, and there's going to be a week where they score 33 points or 35 points, and we're like, there it is. And then the next week, it's going to look bad again, and we're going to say, what happened? It's going to be the whole year.
See? And then once you accept that,
just strap in.
You know what you do?
What?
You say the result is the only thing that matters.
That is.
That when they win.
They win.
That's all that matters.
They won.
Listen,
Jack, I don't think you understand this.
I understand it, Fritzy.
I just have high standards.
That's what 2023 should have taught you.
Well, when they collapsed?
Yeah.
What?
That winning is like, really, winning is really the only thing that really matters.
Sure.
Yeah, that's all.
But it was also a good deodorant for that team in 2023. Where
yes, winning was a deodorant. And they stunk under. It was actually perfume, I think, that
year. Yeah, they're drinking the perfume. Yeah, don't drink the perfume.
Yeah, they're stinky underneath the perfume. You can always tell when somebody's stinky underneath their perfume. All right.
Please don't say stinky.
I don't know what type of women you're around, man.
No, I meant cologne.
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant cologne. I'm only around one woman, and she always smells great.
There we go.
Nailed it.
All right? Val smells good. Stay away, Herb. 215-592-9494. Yeah, boy. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will talk to Donovan McNabb. We'll see what he tries to argue with me about, even if we agree. Yep. That is coming up next.
And we'll tell him that it was me.
Yes.
And we got to find out if does he know the difference between you two.
That's the main thing. Do we do that right at the top?
We don't all look the same.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.